Doug Thursday. That sounds. Sounds like Shangri-La.
That's what it looked like. Let me see something crazy with everybody mad. Oh, yeah, my album coming out too.
Yeah.
Like, why did you say this a year ago when you didn't have nothing coming out? Exactly.
Because he was busy writing Scooper Deep.
I took him like all of one day by him right there.
I know why he did that.
So today was going to be the day, and it ended up having to get pushed off because I had some meetings and stuff that I can't do it for. But man, originally today was going to be my satellite radio day after getting pushed back again and again. But this sounds like he is not back on the air.
Store.
Yeah, you got a mayonnaise. We got a cheese store, grilled cheese store too.
Grilled cheese store.
Come through the Bushwick. I'll take you to the grilled cheese store. You can get your grilled cheese sandwich, hook you up. I'll take you on the dark side, which used to be the dark side. Show you what's going on. And then I'll show you how to program the drums and kicks and snares. And how to make your beats bang, you know.
Holla at me.
Because you know, we got the beats over.
Crazy DJ Bizarre, holla at me. Come hang out. Beat miners. All that.
Yeah.
Daryl Shay and Shay?
Pray for Kanye.
Like,
I hope he gets better. Right,
let's make some t-shirts.
Yeah. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. I'm winning.
So.
That's it, baby.
That's it? All you happening on the planet?
That's it?
Okay.
Well, that's it for the hip-hop news.
Black Moon album coming soon. Woo! I said that. Okay, let's get out of here. Let's go ahead and do what we gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we out of here, baby. You know, I mean, we come back
in a minute with something. I don't know, goddammit.
Through here. Alright, so. Alright, this middle lane is closed. And then the right lane is also closed. Okay. Alright, this lane's gonna open back up. This will be okay. Doug Thursday. It's bold. I like it. See people talk about Scream Tracker, so I know fucking good shit is going down. I did like one or two things in Scream Tracker. Or I guess I made a couple of mods. You know.
And what is this coming on?
It needs to be on.
I like big.
I have not heard from anyone who has been super into the Destiny stuff, the new Destiny stuff. I played the first two missions of it and was kind of like, all right, it's okay. I think I might have finally, this might be the breaking point for me. Like, I tried to get into it. This is like, from a story perspective, the Rasputin, the Warmind stuff is like the stuff I care about the most when it comes to Destiny lore. I think that stuff has been was the stuff I wanted to see them flesh out, and now they're doing it. And I played those first two missions, and you get the fucking javelin and throw it and all that other stuff, and I was just like, man, fucking what the fuck ever. Like, I could not bring myself to care about the lore. I thought about skipping stuff. I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna shoot more shit. Like, just fuck this. So I don't know. Like, their description of what the content is doesn't sound especially enticing, and yeah, I don't know. I couldn't decide which platform to even play it on. I ended up starting on PS4 because I beat the raid there, and I just have a higher I was like 310 or something like that on PS4, and I think my PC character is only like 260. But I, you know, whatever. It bums me out. I don't know. I want to... I'd like to think that if there was some good, solid new Destiny content, I would be fucking open to going back in. But I don't know. Maybe this is not the content, or maybe I'm just not looking for more Destiny, as it turns out. We'll see. But I played up to the point where you get into the public zone. And then, you know, you spawn in the world, and then I immediately saw, like, oh, there's a public event happening just outside, and ran outside, and it was people shooting the big fucking, like, injection rig or whatever the fuck, just, like, on other planets. And I was like, man, fucking... I was... Come up with new shit. Come up with new shit. Walking around that corner and seeing the same public event that is elsewhere was just like, man, fucking... And that's when I stopped. I was like, well, it was getting late, so... So, whatever. I was done either way, but... Like, having that be the last thing I did was a real, just like, all right, maybe I don't need to play any more of this sort of moment for me. All right. I'm almost here. This shit would not connect. And then I got into a podcast for a while. And then finally tried again, and it finally connected, and so here we are, but now I'm almost here, so. Maybe Anthem will be great. Who the fuck knows, right? Like, on some level, you look at it and go like, well, their back's up against it, they better pull something out. When it comes to a BioWare game of this magnitude, you're like, oh, gotta come up with something. Maybe they'll pull off something rad. Who knows? Maybe that'll be a fucking great game. Who could say? I'm open to it. It seems like something different than what BioWare has done, which is good, because I don't think I want any part of what BioWare has done lately. I'm all in on Rage 2. I wonder if they'll actually call it Rage 2. Or if they'll just call it Rage again. I guess we'll know soon enough. Alright. I'm here. I'm gonna go. Had a fucking fan-fucking-tastic fucking day. I'm gonna have to, like, 9-point turn my way in this motherfucker. This is no good. Okay, let's just do this. And this car is kind of trying to... Okay, there we go. All right. I'll see you later.